I have flown. I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours. And ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Good evening, friends of the Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is open. So do come in. Have you ever considered the poor deep-sea diver? Now there's an interesting job for you. Walking along the silent seabed, thousands of feet under the surface. Not a sound. The pressure down there causing you to suck in deep breaths, just to give you the energy to move. A pleasant little walk on the bottom of the sea. It's surprising what you can bump into down there in the Stygian gloom.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Edgar Trevelyan had a small fishing boat to catch, and a diving suit, and a partner. His partner was called Fred Martin, and he came from London. Edgar trusted Fred, which was very silly of him.
But don't you see? We've got nothing to lose.
But isn't there some business about getting permission from the Coast Guard or the Treasury or something?
Yeah, we don't want to bother about nonsense like that. Now listen. The Birkenhead was sunk in 1942. She was on her way from Cape Town with a shipment of gold.
Yes, I know that. And I know she went down just off the point. I remember it well. But you don't think she's been allowed to sit there for 25 years, do you? They've been down there. They must have died for her.
Yeah, of course they have. They dived straight after it happened. They dived just after the war. And they've dived three times since then.
Well, then, there won't be no gold left down there.
Oh, yes, there will. Because they haven't recovered any. None of the divers ever came back to the surface. Old Edgar looked at me in disbelief, as well he might. It was an unlikely sounding story, but it was true. The Birkenhead's gold had never been recovered. So many lives had been lost trying to recover it that they put a stop to the attempts. The Coast Guards and the Treasury had forbidden it. There wasn't much at stake to make a determined, expensive effort really worthwhile. Not enough to interest the government or Lloyd. But enough for me.
Why didn't the other divers come back to the surface? What happened to them?
Yeah, they must have got their airlines caught between jagged rocks.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Could be something down there.
About it, isn't it?
Otherwise, why did we leave the catch and row?
We left the catch because I don't want no one to see where we're diving. It's more rowing if they
won't spot us. Who do you expect is going to spot us anyway? We're miles on the coast and there's no ship anywhere.
Oh, but there is the coast guard. And that's what I'm wanting to do. We're not supposed to be doing this, remember? This should do.
The helmet on, so I need the car.
Yeah, better get my phones on. Now, try yours.
Hello? Hello, all right, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you fine. All right then, I'll just boat you in.
Last choice.
choking scream. Even now at night when everything is still, and perhaps I'm fast asleep, that voice comes to me.
Fred. Fred, please. Don't leave me, Fred. Fred!
But that night, off the Cornish coast, with a few seabirds crying and the lazy slap of the waves against the rowing boat, there was no doubt that Edgar was dead. I sculled back to the kitchen, sailed back to the harbor. I collected Pamela and I reported the matter to the local authorities.
Now, let me get this straight, Mr. Martin. You and your partner, Edgar, were out about 15 miles.
Yes. Oh, I feel terrible about it, Sergeant. I tried to talk him out of it, didn't I, Pamela?
You can't blame yourself, Fred. He was an obstinate old fellow, old Edgar. Well, you know that, Inspector.
Sergeant, ma'am. What's your name, please? Were you also aboard the rowing boat?
Oh, no, I didn't know they were going to attempt it. When they discussed it the previous night, I thought Fred had talked Edgar out of it.
Miss Hastings is a very good friend of mine, Sergeant. Well, my fiancé, actually.
Oh, I see. And you thought that Edgar Trevelyan had been dissuaded. Is that it, Miss Hastings?
That's it entirely. That's what I thought.
You know, of course, Mr. Martin, that salvage operations on the Birkenhead have been forbidden because so many divers lost their lives?
Yes, of course I know, Sergeant. And that's why I tried to talk Fred out of it. But you know what you Cornishmen are like. He insisted.
Yes. Yes, I see, sir. I'm surprised Edgar tried it. He must have known the stories.
What stories?
Oh, folks around here know them. The last couple of fellows who died for that wreck didn't die of suffocation. Their airlines were intact.
What? How do you mean?
Well, we couldn't let the real story get out, of course. I say we, but it wasn't nothing to do with me, of course. But this is what I hear.
Look, man, get on with it.
Sit down. Gone, Sergeant.
Well, the first few tries were made. Well, the airline suddenly surfaced, whipping about a bit as the air blew out into nothing. They've been cut. Jagged sort of cuts.
Yes?
Then after that, they sent a man down with a specially sheathed, heavily armored airline. It was impossible to cut through or break. He was the first of the ones who didn't die. Poor devil.
Why, poor devil, he didn't die.
Been better off if he had a done. He suddenly started to scream and shout down there. Going off his head, he was. They dragged him back as quickly as they could. Too quickly, probably. When they got him to the surface and back in the boat, he was insane. Screaming and thrashing about. It took 5 men to hold him down. But what
had happened down there?
Who knows? But he and the other two after him who tried spent the rest of their lives in an asylum, screaming about the terrible thing that haunted the Birkenhead. That ship down there is haunted, Mr. Martin. The gold is being protected by a ghost.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Well, well, well. I've heard of a watery grave, but a watery ghost. And that's something that Fred just couldn't fathom. But he wasn't put off. He could explain everything. Or at least, that's what he thought.
Don't be silly, Pam. You're as bad as those silly, superstitious people who live in Cornwall. People in this part of the world are known for their ghost stories, legends.
Well, what happened then? There's no denying that something happened. Those last couple of divers are still in institutions. Don't rave me mad. Something must have caused that to happen.
The bends.
What?
The bends. That's what was the matter with them. The bends is a very painful sort of a cramp. Only 1,000 times worse. Divers get it when they're brought to the surface too fast. Some sort of thing, nitrogen, I think, sort of bubbles into the bloodstream. Get into the brain. Injure it badly. Badly enough to drive a man mad. And that's what happened.
Can't be sure.
Of course I'm sure. Look, I'll tell you what happened. They thought they saw something down there. Even that fool Edgar said the ship looked like a ghost ship. They thought they saw something, and then they panicked. They screamed to be brought up. The men on the surface, also remembering what had happened in the past, anxious that nothing should happen to them, brought them up too quickly. When they hit the surface, the bends hit them. And nowadays, they would have been put into a decompression tank. But in those days, they probably just sat back and watched the fools go out of their minds. That's what happened, Pam. There's no ghost down there. There's no such thing as ghosts. But I was wrong. Or was I? I don't know anymore. Anyway, the next night, Pamela and I took out the catch. It was mine now. Just the gold would be mine. All mine. And Pam's. No fool Edgar to share it with, to be scared that he might talk. All that gold. And just Pam and I to share it.
That money as badly as all.
What are you talking about? You're talking rubbish.
I'm not. Let's go, Duffel. We can be.
Do you think I've gone to all this trouble to set the thing up, bribe the guy at the Admiralty, get the charts, work out the position, murder Edgar, and all for nothing? You must be mad.
I'm not mad, Fred. Something evil about this spot. I can feel it. Can you?
No, I can't.
Ominous. Something evil. Something's trying to warn
us. Shut up and help me on with my homies.
But please, Fred, do as I.
Look, are you going to help me or aren't you? Everybody's expendable in this business, you know. If you don't want to do it, I'll get somebody else.
Get rid of me like you got rid of Edgar, I suppose.
Well, don't push your luck too far. Murder is the only thing in life where you really do get two for the price of one. One murder or two murders, they only hang you once. Now, are you in, or do I get somebody else?
I love you, Fred. I'm in.
Then just pull me in. And switch on again if that happens. Otherwise, keep out of my hair.
All right, Fred.
Hello. Pamela? Pamela, hello. Well, at least she does what she's told.
Right me, eh, Fred?
What was that?
I did as I was told, didn't I?
Sicker.
Didn't do me very much good. You'll kill me, Fred.
Oh.
You murdered me.
Are you sitting around with that income up there?
Oh,
yes. Your hearing seems all right. lawyer in me. And I'm murdered.
Don't mind it.
I mustn't stop talking to myself.
Not yourself. Your partner. Your dead partner. He's not an oyster, Fred. Suffocation in an oyster. Look at me, poor buddy. Look how I'm at the fresh about. Airline all entangled. Likewise. I never thought he'd do that to me, Fred.
Funny ringing sounds in your ears from the pressure that we can get. Yes, it must have come right down. I'm not going back up. I'll finish the job.
You're halfway run. You're not going back up, right? Not with it. You're going to die down here. You're going to die like I die. Struggling to draw a breath. Trying to scratch your way out of this tin can, Mr. Orson. You're going to die, Fred.
Oh, don't frighten me, dear. I don't know what it is. There's no such thing as ghosts. Pam! It switched off. Of course, it switched off the intercom. I'll plug on the lifeline. I'll find out whether it's my imagination or not.
What is it,
Pam?
What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. Yes, but keep your switch open. I want you to listen. Tell me if you hear anything.
You won't hear anything, funny boy.
Did you hear that, Pam?
Yes, I heard what you said. I'll keep listening.
Never mind what I said. Did you hear him?
Him? Fred, what are you talking about? What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. But didn't you hear anything but me?
He can't hear me, buddy boy.
Didn't you hear that?
Yeah, what? Fred, something wrong, isn't there? Down there. I'm going to pull you up.
No. No, no, no. I'm not scared of any voices. I'm not going to give up a fortune just because a fool voice in my ear starts.
No, you'll give it up, Fred. You'll never get back alive.
Now listen. Even if you are a ghost, I'm not scared of you.
Oh, it's not me you've got to be worried about. But take a good look in front of you. Take a good look.
Oh, no. Oh, no. 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 No.
You see what I mean? I'm nothing. That's the thing that's going to finish you off, Fred.
No. No.
Well, just relax. Give him an injection. That'll calm him down. Not in the face things, but really.
Suddenly said he heard voices down there. Yeah. I was listening. I could hear nothing. Then he suddenly screamed. No, no, no. I pulled him up. I haven't been able to get any sense out of him.
Yes, I see. Now, Mr. Martin, what was it that you saw? What was it?
It wasn't real. It was all the evil wartime enclosed in one hideous, unbelievable form. It was horrible. Disgusting. Impossible.
Well, just relax. Relax. Try to sleep. The bends, you see, Miss Hastings. It can play funny tricks with a man's brain. It can cause damage. Permanent damage.
You mean it'll always be like...
I'm afraid so. But don't worry. We'll keep him here. He'll be safe.
Oh, no. That's worse than death.
Worse than death. Aim for it.
What was that?
He's hearing voices again, you see. Very sad.
They think you're imagining me, Fred. They can't hear me. But you're not imagining things. I'm here with you. And I'll be with you. Always.
Short of someone to talk to, will he? Edgar's always there. And I don't know why Fred makes such a fuss about this horrible monster on the ocean bed. It happens to be a personal friend of mine. Down here, behind the creaking door. Thank you.
sent in worldwide. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door of coffee.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.